All right, Kudvach, we're holding at the tail end of Simin Reish Dalet. We're up to Reish Dalet. So if you would, just to summarize what took place last week was about Mechus HaAmana. The Klal of Mechus HaAmana is that even if you don't have any kesef, any exchange of kesef, but the mere fact that you came to an agreement with somebody, that already, a commitment that already is Mechus HaAmana to back out. And we said that Mechus HaAmana expands whether it be Mecca or Memka, Schirius, employee-employer. And even in Siv Ches, we mentioned it even covers from Matana. The only difference is by Matana, is only by a Matana Muetes. If it would be Matana Meruba, it would not be a Din of Mechus HaAmana. There would still be this Indian of perhaps of Deva Emes Pol Vavai, but there won't be a Din of Mechus HaAmana. That's just the contrast. And in Siftes, we said that if you'll have a rabbin who is promising a matana, since for each yachad you prorate it, it's considered a matana muetes. So even when a rabbin promises a matana, even if it's matana meruba, you might still have a mechus HaAmana, you know, for each individual comes out to be muetes. That's just a summary. Tonight in Mezzeh Hashem, we're going to go back a little bit. Sif Yud really goes back to Mishapara, and then Sif Yud Aleph goes back again to mechus HaAmana. Someone asked, so we're going to see Sif Yudav. This is the magic. Everyone wants to wait for Sif Yudav. What is the escape of Mechus HaAmana? We're going to try to qualify it as best as possible. Unfortunately, the chuvas are not that much, but we'll see in Sif Yudav about it. Someone did ask last week, what happens if you'll have a person who's Maftiach, that the person who's Maftiach never keeps his word? So if he never keeps his word, maybe that's an excuse why he should not have Mechus HaAmana, because no one really relies on him anyway. How he got that reputation was through many times of Mechus HaAmana, but now that he established this wonderful reputation, maybe he no longer has Mechus HaAmana. That's what someone suggested. And yes, I'm here to tell you, yes, that in the B'Tzalach Chochma, Tshuva B'Tzalach Chochma says, yes, someone who has such a reputation, there is no Din Mechus HaAmana, because no one relies on him anyway. So I guess his kilkul came out to be his toiva. But like I said, the first few times till he got to that reputation, he was over Mechus HaAmana many times. All right.
How about our Mishapara? The guy doesn't, That I didn't see.
You want to know if he, even when you paid money, he backed out many times and he runs that thing, will he, I don't know, Mishapara could be a little worse, but again, very possible, but at least the guy with Mechus HaAmana, yes, his reputation precedes him, and that will be a way out for him not to have Mechus HaAmana.
No, I think he meant that if the person is going to did a Mishapara.
No, you won't say, he has a chazaka, he does Mishapara as many times.
Right, so then he's musik to be a Mechus HaAmana.
Yeah. Is it not musik to be? Yeah, Mechus HaAmana, chazaka, is not going to help you for Mishapara. Question is, what happens if?
Why not? Yeah.
Because maybe with a greater commitment he goes through. With a mere commitment of words, we'll back out. You know, what's the contract anyway? But with Kesef, you know, that's already.
No. I mean, he's muzik to be a Mechus HaAmana because of the Mishaporos that he did. That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's a coach, and that's it. Will come a Simon.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, fine. Let's start Sif Yud, and we'll get into it. Sif Yud is getting back to Mishapara. Mishapara, like I said, is when you have exchange of hands of money as well, and that's more severe than Mechus HaAmana. That's already, you get a klala, you get cursed. That's a Mishapara. Zakta Mechav and Sif Yud, he says to the Mechavo, Mishahayu loy chayv etzo chaver. Someone has a chayv by his friend, means Reuven owes Shimon money. And he tells him, you owe me money anyway, instead of paying me off the choiv, let's apply that to the metatel. Let's say you have a dry goods store, whatever it is. Okay, let's apply that to a purchase I would like to make. You owe me money anyway, I would like to buy whatever it is from you, and that will go connected to the choiv. So we'll call it a wash. I want to buy, you owe me, you have an electronics store, you owe me $100 anyway, I'll take the tape recorder in its stead. So let's apply the loan that you owe me, let's apply it to the item, and that's how I'll make payment for the item. And the seller was willing. The seller accepted those terms. So now, in other words, he just applied a loan, a debt, for a purchase. So now we want to know, is that debt considered like money? Yesh, the first sheet is, which is the Rambam sheet. It's the same thing. It's tantamount as if he actually gave money. And anyone who backs out is Mekabo Mishapara. Applying a debt is equal to giving money. I mean, let's take it just to a deraisa level. Let's say it will be karka. If you owe somebody money and you apply that choiv, you apply that debt towards a purchase that you're going to sell a piece of land to somebody, that is as if you got money and that kinyan is done with kinyan kesef. That is a good kinyan kesef according to the Rambam. As a din of a real mechir. Well, that's the perayin of the mechir. But that money will be the kinyan kesef.
It's not like a perayin, but it's...
It's a proin as well. I mean, unless the kakar is worth more, good, but at least it's chitz proin. As payment, and that money that I'm using as payment could establish a kinyan kesef. So the fakarka, which established a kinyan kesef according to the Rambam, so by metaltulin, where the chazal took away the kinyan, but they left it by mishapara. That's the shita zaram, that's the first shita. The yeshkokim and others argue, which is the rush, and the rush say that no, in order to have a kinyan kesef, you have to have real money. Applying a debt is not real money. That's not going to make a kinyan kesef. So yes, we might have applied this to Perayin, but no, you will not have a kinyan kesef midaraisa for karka, and so too for metaltolin, you will not be able to have a mishapara because it's not a real kinyan kesef. What do you need to do, like the second shita? What do you need to do in order to establish a mishapara? They say, you're not going to be koina with a debt, unless you structure it differently. Unless you say, then instead I'll waive the debt, but I want to be koina with the hana that you have in that I waive the debt. The pleasure that you have, that I'm going to waive the debt, that pleasure is worth a shava pruta, it's worth something. So now that pleasure is what I'm going to use, that hana is what I'm going to use for a kinyan kesef. Hana is also shava kesef. That's what I'm going to apply to create this kinyan. I cannot use the debt itself, but I could use the hana of the mechilas mova. Then, afilu lamachala lagami, even if I didn't waive the debt entirely, rak, sheviach lois mane peroin, I extended the time of payment. And I would like with that to purchase your chavit with the extension of the loan. The loan is due already, and I'm telling you, you know, I'll let you have another week for the money, but that I know that I'm extending the loan. Please let me sell me this item. It's going to be ribbis. Excellent question. 1 second. That's as if I gave money. Just waiving the debt itself, that money is not ba'olam anymore. You owe me money. That money that you owe me is not here. It's an obligation that you have. That I cannot make a kinyan kesef with. But I can tell you, for the fact that I'm going to waive it, and I'm giving you now new hana, that hana I would like to apply as a kinyan kesef, and that will work. That's a shitas harosh. The first sheet is a Rama, and the second sheet is a Rosh. I mean, according to the Rosh, by karka, this won't work either, unless you do hanos mechilas milva. But waving a regular milva will not work for a kinyan kesef, cipher karka, cipher madatlin. Namely, you won't have a mishapar by madatlin. But the first sheet holds, yes, you wave a debt that works for karka, midaraisa, and therefore for madatlin, it's going to create a mishapar. Those are the two sheets. So you asked about ribbis, we're going to get to it. It's not a kinyan. You need to give money. It's nothing. It's just dibur alone. You'll have a mechus amana. That's all you'll have. You won't have a mishapara. Now, I should point out that in Hilchus Kesef, that which Chazal took away the kinyan kesef, we discussed already many times, it's because Shem Nisrach Chukitech Abali, they didn't want the lekeach to be in a vulnerable position. He gave money and he has no way to watch his stuff, and the seller has it, the seller just let it go up in smoke. But there is a halacha over there that if you owe me money on credit because of a purchase that you made. Let's say I sold you, I run KFS and I sold you food on credit. Now you owe me money on credit. And now tomorrow I would like to do the inverse case. I would like to apply that debt and now say with that I would like to purchase something back from you. That's something else. That they say, since that's so unusual, it's one thing that you owe me money because I lent you money. It's another thing that you owe me money because I extended credit on a purchase. If you extend a credit on a purchase, that debt that's machmas, a mekach, that was created because of a purchase, that if I apply to a mechira, that will work. Again, like the Rambam. We're talking about like the Rambam holds that that's considered kesef. That will work not only on a deraisa level, but it will work even the Rabbanan. It will work to be koinem metaltlin lagamri. And here Chazal warned oikah that kinyan, because since it's a milsa deleshchich, it's not normal, it's an unusual case. By such a thing, lagazu bar Rabbanan. The Chazal didn't create the gzera, they didn't take away the kinyan. On a normal case of kinyan kesef, we said many times the chazal took away the kinyan and left it only on a mishapara. But if you have something unusual, they weren't goyiz b'chei gavna, and therefore they allowed the kinyan to blive, they allowed the kinyan kesef to work. What we're talking about in this halacha is a normal case where you owe me money, machmas ahava. I lent you money yesterday, it was due today, and now you say, you know what, I'll extend it, or I'll waive the loan if and I'll apply it towards a purchase. That was a regular kesef, that will only be mishapara. The Rambam. Like the Rosh, it won't work at all because that doesn't work unless you do anos mechilas milva. Now you ask, Yisrael asked, very good, excellent, the ksaisis kasha, the lechari, this is ribbis. If I go to you and I say, I'm going to lend you money if you do me a toiva, that toiva that you're doing for me is ribbis. If I tell you, even on an extend the loan, it was due today and I'm saying I'm going to extend it another week, the extension of the loan, you giving me something for that extension is ribbis ktsutza. It's also midaraisa. It doesn't work. I got to give it back to you. So therefore, what's going on here in the Ramah, the chayidus is ribbis. So the kasha, okay, so it's ribbis, chatosi. The guy did an avera, but the ktsutza...
The
he's just getting the extension.
The extension. All I'm doing is the extension of the loan. You owe me the $100 anyway, and just instead of paying me it today, you're going to pay it to me next week. So that extension is a loan in itself. It's as if I'm re-lending you money for another week. And what are you giving me in return? You're giving me an item. That item is ribbis. I say, now, what...
For the money?
What money? The money you got to give me back next week anyway. I'm extending you the loan, so therefore that's going to be ribbis. Now the Ksais asks, okay, so it's ribbis, but the Ksais asks that there's a halacha that when you do a if you do a deal which is an isser involved, namely ribbis, so if it's a kinyan gom, if it's a regular kinyan, let's say by karka, okay, so you did an isser, what can we do? You'll have the regular halakha, a ribbis ktsutza. But if it's by misha para, which is only money, and it doesn't really work, there's no real kinyan, it's not a full kinyan, there Chazal took away the misha para completely. They took away the whole deal. It's as if you never gave any money. You're off the hook. So therefore, effective case, here we're talking about you only gave money, whatever, you applied this debt, you applied this hanos mechilis milva, and in exchange you're getting an item, you're getting something for this extension of the loan. So l'chayru, all you're going to have is a mishabara anyway, so effective choice. Since this is an issa involved, it's a nekach shanasa b'issa, because there's ribbis involved, l'chayru should get nothing. You should be off the hook. And zifat ksayis fair zayis v'zeboro, not like the Ramah. He argues with the Shtarkan against the Ramah. B'chagav, in his case, the guy is completely off the hook. There's no mishapara either. And ksayis argues with the Ramah. Comes along the Nesivis, and it's really a drisha. The Nesivis and the drisha say, you're right. In your case, with your understanding, the way I'm explaining the Ramah, the ksayis is 100% right. There's not going to be a mishapara either. It's a ribbis, a regular ribbis. But what we are talking about is, l'chayis, what Mecho pointed out, what we are talking about is that really, I'm going to pay you anyway. Let's say I want to buy a tape recorder from you. It's worth $100. I'll pay the $100 anyway. Nevertheless, but I need a maisa kinyan. I need something to have a kinyan. I don't want to just rely on that money because I know it's only being mishapar. I want some real kinyan. So I'll tell you like this. I'll extend the loan. And with the hanor that I can extend the loan, let that hanor act as a shavik kesef to be koinah's tape recorder. I'll pay you for the tape recorder next week. That means you're going to get your money anyway. So you're not giving me anything extra, because a tape recorder which is worth $100, I'm going to give you the $100 next week. The loan is a separate issue. All I'm using it from the extension is to create some hanor, anything, on a shavik pruta with hanor, to do a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan needs a shavik pruta, needs a penny's worth, whatever it is. I want to apply what should be my penny. The penny should be the extension of the loan. So now I'm not really getting any hanor from you. You're not giving me any ribbis, because the tape recorder that you're giving me, you're going to be paid for. You're not giving me anything extra. The loan that I gave, you're going to pay me back. Nothing more than that. So the loyvi never gave the malva anything extra. There's no ribbis. All I need is the extension to create the kinyan. That, the drisha said, it's fine. As if it says that that's in the Ramah. Avad, with the Ksais' understanding of Avad, will be ribbis, and the guy is completely off the hook. But what we're talking about is that the person just needed this to create the maisa kinyan, but he will be paid in full for the metatolin. Sorry?
The whole thing is the maisa kinyan for sure should be bought.
Why? What's the ribbis? What did the loyvi give me extra? Is what with shavu pruta?
You said you need
I just need a shavu pruta to do the maitzak. I could do a maitzak ball, but it's a little a tircha for me to lift this box. So rather, I will do it like this and creating a kesef. But let's mind the pollock. When I extend a loan from you, I'm doing you a taiva, and you're getting hanor. So when I extend it and tell you I want that hanor, I am giving you a shavu pruta's worth of hanor by the extension. I'm applying that shavu kesef hanor to a kinyan. But you're not, look from the loyvi's perspective. Did the loyvi give the malva anything extra? No. He's giving him a tape recorder, he's going to be paid in full next week. What is he giving him?
Extension with money.
That's what the malva is giving the loyvi. The malva is allowed to give the loyvi the extension.
The loyvi gave him this binder. This.
The loyvi gave him the fact that there was a maisa kinyan done.
Which is a binder, which is obviously worth something.
It's worth, because I hear, fine. So Gerada, I'm really hiding this from you. Gerada, you should know. The Nesivat Taka points that in, and it says that too should be a problem of ribbis. And if he says, sorry?
It's
He says it should be like a tevis. No, whatever. He says that itself, the fact that you're giving me this kinyan, that you're letting me allow this kinyan or a mishapar word, that itself is a hanah. And therefore he makes an akim that we're talking about a zvina derami alape, which means a goods that are not movable. They don't really sell well. And therefore really the one who's having the greater hanah in the deal is the seller. When they're, you know, hot goods, of course, the lekech has the better end of the deal. But when they're goods that sit and sit and sit, and the seller's chalishing to get rid of the stuff, it's last season's goods, whatever it is. So really, who's really doing the better toiva? The lekech is really doing the seller the better toiva, and therefore there's no ribbis for the actual consummation of the deal. Because the lekech is really doing the meicha, the greater hanor, the greater toiva, because the meich is chalishing to get rid of the goods. That's what Nesita says. But you should know that Jisha does not say that, and the Divrei Mishra doesn't say that. They say that b'chai gadin, and there's no din of ribbis. That itself, the fact I'm creating a kinyan, that's not considered ribbis. The loiv is actually not giving the malva anything extra, and that's not ribbis. Okay, tikav shailam yetz Hashem, like we said, next week we're going to start with ribbis. We'll get more into ribbis in Yonam. But at least in the etzim vart, you should know that if it was taka going to apply the hanos mechilas mover to the purchase price of the item, to the payment of the item, that's clearly ribbis, and that's nothing to talk about, you're off the hook. What we are talking about is, I'm going to pay in full, and I'm only using that to create the mishapar. I'm using it to create the ma'aseh kinyan. That is what the Drishon and Ziva say.
I hear it's a shikam on the case, but I hear.
It's not so complicated. Why would it only do that? Okay, fine.
Kedushin,
see, one of it will be Misha Baba. Kedushin Kesef is kindness. Right, so there God it says that if you were Kaddish with a Hanos Mechilis Mover, the Kedushin will be Chal. The Divrei Mishra actually says this over here, that would be a Naf Kamina. Let me just share this with the Divrei Mishra. Now, this is all with the understanding that the Ramah was only talking about Misha Parah. And seemingly that's what he says. He talks about the Mechab, and the Mechab has the first Shita that every Mechilis Milva, the Rambam, is a Misha Parah. V'yesh Chokim, in order to get a Misha Parah, you need to have a Hanas Mechilis Milva. You have to apply to the Hanah that I'm doing with the Mechilah. So seemingly all he means is a Misha Parah. The Goyin is quick to argue. They look at the Goyin Bidalit, and he says, not true. This whole understanding that over here, it will be Misha Parah is a lesser. He doesn't like it. He said, this is Rishonim will hold that the Pshat in the Gemara was Hanos Mechilas Milva. That's not just from Misha Parah. That's going to be already a Kinyan Gomer. And the Divrei Mishpat says the same thing. There's a difference. When I give you money, because I took away the money, the Kinyan and money, and left it for Misha Parah. Hanos Mechilas Milva, the way you're supposed to view it is as an exchange. It's not really money. You're giving me Hanos. In return, I'm going to give you an item. So what we're doing is we're creating a chalipin. Chalipin, Chazal never took away a kinyan chalipin. Chazal only took away a kinyan kesef to a misha bar. Chalipin, they left standing as a full-fledged kinyan midaraisa. They didn't touch it. So here, it's really an exchange. It's not a payment, it's an exchange. With the hanah that you're giving me, I'm selling you something. That's a ma'isa chalipin. The Divrei Mishpat says, b'chagam that the kinyan gomer. So the shit is a Rama, if you're talking about a regular case of waiving a debt, yes, that will be kesef later on, that will be only Misha Parah. Like the Rasha doesn't work at all. What will work is Hanos Mechilas Milva, but once you do that, that will accomplish a full-fledged kinyan. That will be a real kinyan. That's not going to be just for Misha Parah. It's not a ma'isa kinyan kesef, it's a ma'isa chalipin. I'm doing chalipin with you. I'm exchanging for you item for Hanos. That will be a full-fledged kinyan. And they're going to argue with the Ramah. Kinyan soda, what do they do? Is one form of chalipin, maybe the more prevalent form of chalipin. But barter is also a form of chalipin. You give me the table, I give you a jacket. That's... No, it's more than dvarim. You give me this hanah for the extension. You give me hanah, that's an item, that's worth hanah, that's worth value. You're giving a valuable item, hanah, with that item in exchange. I'm going to give you an item in exchange. So there's a swap going on. It's a ma'isa chalipin. You gave me something, I give you something in return. That's a ma'isa chalipin. You give me food, I'll give you a table. I mean, the old system, the barter system, that's how it was. Okay, it's hanah. I mean, you might, it's not tangible, but there's hanah. It's shava kesef. That's enough. That would be a kinyan chalipin. Sorry? Well, that they discussed. Labor, schir's poilim might be kesef. We would rather not get into it. But
you only got the hanah.
Correct. So for the hanah that the lekech supplied the moicha, in exchange, the moicha is selling him something in return. If you give me an item, I'll exchange you something. You don't have to make it. That is the ma'isa kinyan. It's a chalipin. You give me something. Once I receive that, automatically, what I have belongs to you. Sorry? Oh, Right, so that is real ribbis, that's true, but you don't have the ksais of kasha. Because yes, the guy did a real aver of ribbis, but zakta divrei mish, but now the whole kasha ksais doesn't start. Because the whole ksais of kasha really was that for mishapara, when it's a mecha chanasa bis, if there's a nisam vow, they took away the mishapara. But when you have a full-fledged kinyan, they didn't separate. If a full-fledged you did an aver, you have to do tshuva. If it's ribbis ksusa, you got to give it back. But there's a chiyuv to give it back. But the kinyan is a kinyan; it's standing. So therefore, it's like the different mishpat. He wants to suggest perhaps even the Rama means that. The little chas in the Rama, the ksois and sivis sma, all that the Rama means mishapar. Even the goy, look, the Rama means mishapar. He argues with the Rama. But the different mishpat suggests maybe even the Rama really means it's a full-fledged kinyan. And now you won't even have the ksois as kasha, because it's a real mekach, a full-fledged mekach. Yes, you'll have been over ribbis, but no, you know it doesn't break the kinyan. Aye, there's a halacha that ribbis ksutz is yetz b'dayonim, and you got to give it back. And when you apply it to an item, you actually have to give back the item. If I use ribbis to purchase something, my chiv is to give you back that item that I got. So where's the nafkamina? So Divya Mishpat says there are two nafkaminas. One is kedushin. If you magadash and nisha with it, kedushin would be chal. But second, he says, is that the halacha ribbis ksutz is a halacha. We have to really wait for ribbis to appreciate it. But as a halacha, ribbis ksutz is a chiv minodom lamokam. I got to give it back to you. But really, it's still mine. The nafkamina is, if the malva dies, his yorshim don't have to give it back. The din of the ksutza yetz v'denam is only if the malva. It's on the malva. He was one of the recipients of the ribbis, he got to give back the ribbis. If he dies, he need not give it back, because the kinyan is a full-fledged kinyan. So zakta divrei mishpat, the nafkamina will be, if this malva would die, so his yorshim don't have to give it back. He would have a chiv, a responsibility, ben adam l'makom, to give it back. But the yorshim don't have to give it back, because the kinyan is a kinyan which is standing. They didn't check a full-fledged kinyan. So that will be the pshat. So if you learn like that, then even the Rama means that it's a full-fledged kinyan. But like I said, Pashas Rama doesn't mean that. Pashas Rama means Mishapara, but the Goyin argues. Now, Halakha L'maisa, how we do it, you know, how do we feel like? We feel like the Rama, we feel like the Goyin. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down and says, V'tzorachin L'din. He doesn't know how to pass it. Do we pass it like the Rama, it's only Mishapara, or do we pass it like the Goyin, it's a full-fledged kinyan? So you can have a problem, you have Kimlis and whatever, all sorts of things. But be aside, yes, this is Ribbis, and I guess this is a Agdama to next week, to Ribbis in Yonim, but yes, this is Ribbis.
When you're talking about a person who's being over Ribbis, Dr. Sharangian is also going to back and forth. If you get to the other means of the Shemaim, you get to bidet anything. If the person says, I'm over Ribbis, and I'm not giving it back, or I'm going to give it back, and the other person says, I'm going
to Shemaim. So you are giving it back?
So it's a Mishapara.
He is giving it back, he's not giving it back.
If he's not going to give it back, it's ribbons.
It's ribbons, yes, with the honest, he has to give it back.
So, first of all, he's going to back out before he gives it back, right? The Mishapara is the person backs out of the deal.
Right.
The other person says, I'm backing out.
There's no Mishapara, because something which was Nasib Be'isa, Mega Kanasib Be'isa, doesn't create a Mishapara.
But you're saying that he'd be kind of Manasha.
No, if you're kind of Lagami, if you learn the Ramah means Kinyan Lagami, you learn like the Goyin that's a Kinyan Lagami, then you're fine. But if you learn the Ramah only means a Mishapara, like Reva Chrenim Taich the Ramah, so Fektik Tzayis, once you have Ribbis involved, there's no Mishapara either.
But where is the... So let me step back. Maybe I missed the point of it. Where does the whole ending of having to give back play into this whole Mishapara thing?
No, if you, like this, Mishapara normally is Kesef, you nela back out, you get a Klola. For the Ksois, if there's ribbis involved, they took away the Kinyan entirely and there's no Mishapara. So why is it Rama saying that there's a Mishapara here? There should be nothing here because it was a Issa involved. Okay, that's the Ksois of Kasha. So we had a Teretz, the Jisha says, and the Ziva's Teretz is that we have an Eitzah that there's no ribbis here, and then it's a very partial case, it's a regular Mishapara. What I am saying now is that if you would have learned the Rama like the Divrei Mishpat, or like the Goyin, that they're going to talk about Lamaisa, that this is a full-fledged kinyan, it's not just a Mishapara, it's a real kinyan, that's it, you can't back out, it's a done deal, it's completely... So that's it, so now it's once it's a done deal, you can't get it back, you can't back out, there's no backing out, that's it, it's a done deal. It's
nothing to do with whether you're supposed to give back your
business
or not.
No, the question is, if you're going to have to give back the item anyway, so what did you accomplish? What did this Malva accomplish? If you have to, he's trying to purchase an item, and now the rabbi just told him it's Rubik's Ksutza Yetz V'Dayanim, he's going to have to give it right back. Because it says you got to give back the item that you received. So what is it? Where is the nafkamina halacha to the rabbi? What is he going to tell him? You got to give it back anyway. So the nafkamina is if the guy dies. If the guy dies, the yerushim don't have to give back ribbis. So if it would be a regular dinat ribbis, so the yerushim not including ribbis. But if you tell me that it wouldn't have been a kinin in the first place, then nothing done. You got to give it back. Right. This pshat is that the Rama has nothing to do with mishapara. What was the chiddush? Rama is a kinin. The chiddush is for the yerushim, because for him, tak is no kiddush. He has to give it back anyway. What if a din having a kinin? The chiddush is for the yerushim. Yeah, but once Chazal weren't crazy, weren't oiker, that's it. Very good. It wasn't normal that we have we extend credit on a mekach, and then for that I'm going to apply it to another mekach. That wasn't common. It was common to extend credit, or it was common to lend money, but it wasn't common to do both kinds of deal. It wasn't common to extend credit on a mekach, and then go and turn the inverted case, go back to the guy and say, okay, now let me buy something from you with that credit. That was uncommon. You tell me today that's common?
Sorry?
Okay, that's going to be good at the next SIF. How to collect it. It's going to be a credit advice, but collection agency.
Check.
What is a check? We went through it. Check. What is a check? Directive.
It's an IOU.
That's not an IOU. It's a directive. When the check clears, that's money. But till the check clears, it's a directive. One second. Are you? What is a check? Money.
Not
what?
Not a
I don't think so. It's a directive. A directive. What payment? It's a directive. It's a piece of paper, directive. You take this note to the bank. My friend, the bank, will honor this and release funds. What's
the
type? No, I don't owe you anything. If I owe you money anyway, so you don't need the check to make an IOU. And if I don't owe you, the check's not going to make an IOU. I'll cancel the check. Sorry? You want to bring as proof as a raya for something? Well, he's not talking about you want. No, but he wanted as IOU. This is not to be a shtar to be mischayv. You want to know it was a shtar raya? It's very good. It might be a shtar that I owe you money. Could be. But you want to know, will I be able to tie a pratika against it? Maybe I don't know if a shtar, the hilchus shtar that I can't say pratika against. I don't know. It's really tough for tonight. What? If the check clears, it's kinyan
mice.
I don't. Not in America. I don't believe so. I believe maybe next fell where checks are over the seicha. Sorry. If I owe you money, I owe you money. But the check is
legally, it's a felon.
That's very nice. But the check is with the check. The check is a direct. I'm telling you where you can collect funds. If I'll give you a note that says, you know, go to my friend, my best friend Ruve, he's my banker. He'll extend you any loan, any money you, I tell him to release to you, he'll give you. And here's a piece of paper instructing Ruve to release the funds with my signature. What is that? That's what a check is. Whatever that is, that's what a check is.
Money order will be different.
Sorry?
Money order will be cash.
I'm not familiar exactly with money order. But look,
a bank check.
A bank check is still, I'm instructing the bank to release funds.
Certified that there's money backing it.
And who, we're going to get the money, going to pick it up from the bank. So if you tell me it got to the point that it's currency, that's over the cycle, it goes from hand to hand to hand to hand, I hear. So if it does that, I hear. But rather my understanding of a bank check, a survey check, very often the makbid that it only could be cashed by that person.
A regular check.
But a regular check, I would tell you that yes, maybe in certain Yiddish, certain neighborhoods will allow it to a certain amount. But let's say you get an employment check, right? It's $3,000. Take that $3,000 check and go buy Interstate Plumbing. I need a $5 nut, a washer. Here's a $3 check. You have change?
But I don't know if I'll take a $3,000 bill either.
That could be. I hope you don't take a $3,000 bill. Yeah, all right.
Going back to the beginning.
He just one second.
You have to return it. If I get a loan from someone, I get ribbons from them, and I buy something with it, I got to give that thing back.
No, now if you buy something from a different party, but if you bought it from the loiva, that means, let's say...
It's a separate transaction, I'm leaving out with this money.
Right, but if it's with this loiva, that's with this is the ribbons. The ribbons is right now happening.
This is money I got from you, this hanah, which is like money, and I...
No, the hanah is right now. I'm right now, or extending credit, actually. I'm extending the loan. So that hanah, I'm going to apply to a transaction. No, this is the problem. The Gemara actually says, which we'll learn, Rava says, by a glima, mamish such a cage, I applied it to a glima, and the halakha was, it's makhlek, by a Rava, we pass like Rava, they actually have to give me back the glima, you got to give me back the garment.
With the person that gave you the hanah.
It's only, if you apply it to someone else, you give it to someone else, that's no problem. I've added the kinyan schal. We're talking about with the loiva, this is how you're structuring the ribbis. I want you to give me an item as a bonus to the loan, to the extension. That bonus is the ribbis. So the bonus was this item, I got to give you back that item. All right, we'll learn about it. Let's move on to Sif Yerav Doyle.
The guy comes back to the next day. He says, here's the money. I got money, I put the money together. I'm going back to the beginning. guy comes up next day, I put the money together, here's the money. He said, what's up? We made up, you're going to give me a couch for free, whatever.
Right.
He says, no. That was because I didn't have the money for all the months I owed you money. So I said, I'll finally give it to you. But now I found the money. In other words, could he...
He already applied it towards a couch, or the late Makabo already be a Mishapur. You can't now give him money.
He says, the only reason I said this, because I realized, I know you wanted...
I don't think it's going to make it. If you already applied it, that's what this Makabo is saying. It's a Mishapur. If you told him, I'm only giving Kozman, I don't have the money, make Tanoim, okay, but Minastam, it's already a done deal for Mishapur.
Sorry.
That's what this halakha is telling. The halakha is saying that this is considered a misha bara. All right, let's move on to Sifyav. The Olam is getting impatient. Everyone wants to know where's the heta from Mekusa Amana. If there's a heta, let's try to find it. All right, Zok to Mechaba. Mechaba, you're not going to see it in the Mechaba. Mechaba is just an Eitzah Tova, how to collect money. Anyone who has lent out money, it's kedai to read this Mechaba. Reuben Shoyechayv L'Shemin money. And Reuben owes Shimon money, $100. So now Shimon... for $100. But nothing like Reuben Amana, and he already paid for it. Now Reuben gave the Shimon the $100 that he's been waiting for. Now Shimon goes, oh, whoa, forget the deal. Yochai Shimon Leima, money there, this money that I just took from you, and he gave it b'chevi. I'm really going to apply it towards the loan that you owe me. Oh, you want the chevitz? Chevitz le'etim l'cha. I'm not giving you the chevitz. This is just a ploy how to collect money. It's a good idea for people who have problems with bad credit. They want to get money. What you do is you sell the guy an item, I'll sell you my car, get the money, and then say, forget about the car. The ain't even Mishapar and not Mishapar because I took the money for something else. I didn't take the money for the item. I took the money for a chayv. So the Makabe says, yes, you're not Mishapar. Avon, im amalei ruvein. But if the lakeach is smart, he'll tell him, halacha oidman, I'm willing to give you another $100. Means you're right. You could use that towards the chayv, but now I'm willing to give you another $100. The ten lei chayfetz, and now deliver the goods. Tzarech litein, he must deliver the goods. He must go through with the deal. Or yikabo Mishapar. Or he'll get a Mishapar. Now, seemingly, this makes no sense. Levi, you tell me that the first part of the transaction, I was allowed to apply the payment towards the chayv, then why am I mechayv to accept a second payment towards the item? And second of all, as you're going to see, in Yat Hashem, someday, where there's the same halacha by karka, and the halacha over there says that the deal went through, and I must sell you the karka, and I can't withhold the karka. So seemingly, I'm not allowed now to apply it to a different chayv. I must go through with the deal. So what's in this makabe? So all the mefarshim say that no, even the makabe is trying to dramatize this, but it's really not true. Really, the money that you gave me, since we earmarked it for the mechira, it was for the mechira. There's nothing doing. The first $100 he gave me was clearly for the metalton, and I already going to have right then a mishabara. Navas, but I need something on you. You owe me money. You're not paying me. So at the same time, Bavatakas, you're right, I owe you this metalton, but now I'm going to seize this metalton and I'll withhold it for a mashkin. You owe me money. You want the metalton, deliver. You pay me the money, I'll deliver the metalton. So you pay me, I'm not going to give you the metalton. It means at Bavatakas, I've had you made a kinyan mishapara on the metalton. But just like any other chavitz I could take b'mashkin, well, the halakas of mashkin, not every chavitz I could take, but many chavitz I could take b'mashkin, I'm going to withhold this item as a mashkin. That I could do. So, Kozman, you don't give me another $100, you're not going to, no tikkun no wash, you're not going to get the item. But if you're willing to pay me another $100 to pay up the chayv, then I have to release that mashkin. Sorry?
You can back out now.
Who's the he?
The one holds the money.
The buyer or the seller? The buyer or the seller?
The one holds the chayv.
The buyer.
The buyer
doesn't have to go through with the chayv.
He can take the money back.
Well, no, the money he took was for the...
He gave the money, he paid for the item.
So he'll get a Misha Bara if he backs out.
But he back out.
Oh, you mean let him back out, and now... So what is he going to fadeen? One second, what is he going to fadeen now? No, but now the guy's going to be tough as the money as the money that you owe him. The buyer owes Shimon, the buyer owes to sell $100. And he paid money. If he's going to back out of a deal, it's going to be worse. Because then he's going to leave the $100 by the seller, and then the seller will be tough as mamish $100. That would be even worse for the buyer. So the buyer's over the barrel. He's stuck. So really, I've added the deal as a good... Sorry? You did. We said it was earmarked for the Mecca. It's Dvarim Shabalev. You didn't tell me that beforehand. You told me that Lachamais. It's too late. At the time of the deal, you went through with the deal. It was earmarked for the money. I told you, lad, here's the invoice. I'm buying this item. I'm buying a package or a carton of paper plates from you. That's it. I bought it. Now you can say, oh, I took it for a chayv. You know, it's very nice. I owe you money. We'll talk about that. But those paper plates are going to be mine.
What was the
Kavana when he sold it? His kavana was he wanted to track it, use this as a ploy. No, his kavana was to get the money, but it didn't work. It's Dvarim Shebaleif. Sorry? Correct, but tough luck. It's Dvarim Shebaleif. No, it's Misha Parah. It's Misha Parah. You told me you're taking this payment towards paper plates. You're taking this payment towards diamonds. That's it. You can't tell me afterwards you took it for a loan. We know we earmarked it for the diamond. You got to deliver. You don't deliver, you can have him.
Why can't the buyer back out?
Why can't back out? He can't back out. No, he tried to say if he's going to back out and willing to accept Misha Parah, I just told him he's going to be even worse shape. Because then he owes $100, which the seller is sitting on. So the seller will zikah keep the $100. At least Chachi has the opportunity to get the chayfetz. Now, so the Makabeth Eitzah is really not such a good Eitzah. But if you really want a good Eitzah, the Nesiva says, it's got an idea before, the Nesiva says, what the seller should do is teich kedei di, but right after he gets payment, he should say, oh, by the way, this payment's for a loan. So, take it, Adiba Kadiba Dummy. So, within 3 seconds, you have 3 seconds in a window right there. You got the money and say, you know what, I changed my mind. It's not going to be for the diamond, it's going to be for the loan. Now, the buyer can scream, bloody murder, give me back the money. Sorry, thank you for the payment. I appreciate the payment. Sorry? Take it, Adiba. Of the payment.
Of the transaction.
Sorry? You want to know, Asmukus Amana? All right, we'll worry about it. But the payment. Sorry? He doesn't have to, because take a day diva, he changed the terms. I'm no longer selling the car. I said I was going to, and I changed my mind. Take a day diva. Every time, if I tell you I'm going to buy something from you, and I change my mind, take a day diva, it's fine. Take a day diva, dummy. Here too. Sorry? Maybe I'm because of money if the diva was much before. Okay, but if it's all within one moment, I'm selling you the car, give me money, give him the money, and take a day. It's all happening in one moment. Take a day diva, he backs out and says, you know, thank you for the payment. I'm sure then you'll back out. He doesn't need a mashkin, he doesn't have to go through with the deal.
Moise are not.
Give
him the money, they're not kohenes. So there's a shibud yoraisa. This person, when he's coming to buy his chayfetz, he has a shibud yoraisa for those $100 to pay him.
Good.
And he's giving him money for something else, and Be'etzem is only the rabban of the money. So why does he even have to get on the shepherd? What do you say? The money is.
No, if it's not take a day deep, you're going back to the Makabeth case?
Yeah,
Makabeth case is he took it for the chayfet, so it'll create a Misha Parah. He could back out, but it'll have a Misha Parah on his hands.
The point is,
the seller doesn't want a Misha Parah.
He already owed him $100. There was a shiva of $100 from
what? He owed him from a previous chay. Now the seller wants to sell an item to see the cash. You see, he needs this as a ploy. This is going to be the carrot. So he tells him here.
The buyer came and he wanted to buy it. Figure this time I'm going to pay for it. Those $100, let me worry about it.
Right. But what did the seller say?
So
now you have a choice. I didn't say the choice here. 1 second. Then the same date is take the debo, you should be choiser. Sorry? You might have mukhasa money, depending maybe with the debo is all about sakas also. So it's not mukhasa money. Take the debo, I was choiser from everything.
You have to say the offer.
I said the offer, he did pay me. Let's say it's in the whole same mind. Let's say I'm willing to do this. Alright, well, we can try to mushalize the case. But at least, okay, we'll try to mushalize the case. Well, he's being machabin is to Aksais. Aksais has a different answer, and Aksais says that this whole machab is only talking about where the seller agreed, or he actually said he was the one who initiated the process, or at least said that, yes, I'm going to sell you the car, I'm selling you this diamond. But if the seller is, let's say, running a store, and the buyer walks into the store and wants to purchase something, he wants to purchase a couch, seller says nothing, okay? And now he gives him over the money. He likes that couch, here's the money, the seller says nothing and takes the money. He could say, I took it for the chayv. The reason why here he is not allowed to do that is because the seller said, Lahed, Yivam Hashim and Leruvain, Metaltel Zeh Emkalok. The seller told the buyer, I'm selling you this Metaltel. Then he can't change his mind. That's Ram Shabalei to say, oh, I really meant it for the chayv. You told me Metaltel Zeh Emkalok. But the seller keeps quiet the whole time. And the Chanami could say, I took it for Parayin. That's fine. That's Aksais's answer. Okay, but that wasn't the case in the Machama. All right. Let's try to continue here. We'll get to this Ramah. All right, let's try to do it justice. Dr. Ramah, Abba Bishop, now Ramah is going to be chazering Yibba Mechus Amana. He's chazering a lot of halakas of this sif. Abba Bishop, B'dvarim B'loi Mois. Even though we just said, B'dvarim B'loi Mois, Yachalak Zaboy, it's not contractually binding. Vein talk like Abba Lo Mishabar, it's just a word. Mikomok and Roy Lo Odom Lamed B'diburai, a person should keep his word, fulfill his commitment. Abba Bishop, Lo Osa Shum Kinyin, even though he didn't do any Kinyin, Rak Dvarim Bahama. We just said before he's even a Rasha. Here comes the Heta. Where the market was stable, it didn't fluctuate. Avo betrayed Tari, and all of a sudden it was a change of price, a drastic change in price in the market. I told you, yes, I committed myself, I'm going to deliver, let's say, let's say something which fluctuates. Talk about, let's say, gasoline. I'm going to commit, I'm going to sell you, you know, your fuel for the year, whatever it is. I'm going to commit to deliver something for you. And all of a sudden, after the commitment, before the delivery, even before the payment, there's only because of money we're talking about, all of a sudden the price of gas goes through the sky, OPEC embargo, whatever it is. Now all of a sudden doubles the price. You want me to deliver on 100, you know, I don't know what it is, gallons of gas at a price of $1.50 when now gas is worth $2.50, you know, I died to dunk, I never intended to go through with the deal. Of course I have to keep my commitment, and of course if I back out, I'm letting you down. But what did you think? You relied on me that if everything stays the same, the variables are the same, I'm going to go through with the deal. My word is my word. I got to go through with the deal. I died to dunk, when something drastically changed, I died to dunk, of course you never relied on me. You knew that if such a thing would happen, of course you knew that I was going to back out. You didn't really have full faith in this deal that should it go up in price, I'm still going to carry through with the deal, or vice versa. Let's say I said I'm going to sell you a computer. Let's just realize, I said I'm going to sell you a computer. All of a sudden, you know, the latest and the greatest model comes out, so the computer I said I'm going to sell you is now half price. They came out with Pentium 6, whatever it is. Now all of a sudden, Pentium 5, what is a Pentium 5 worth anymore? Do you have to go through the deal? Same thing. I died to Dahaki. Now that my computer is worth half price, I died to Dahaki. I never expected that you're going to buy this computer when all of a sudden the market was cut in half in the middle. I died to Dahaki. I never really relied on you. So therefore, you're not a Mechus Amona. Because again, the Yisrael of Mechus Amona is not a Sheker. The Mechus Amona is because someone had faith in you and you have a Chaisi Imun. You're not trustworthy. You're letting a person down. I'm not letting him down. He knew that I died to Dahaki. I would never go through with the deal.
What was the cheaper?
Sorry?
What
do you mean, to begin with? What do you mean?
Yeah, he says, oh, I'm going to get the Pentium 5 for half price.
No, nothing changed after the deal. Nothing changes after the deal.
No.
Why did I sell to you half price?
Right? And it was, the guy was good for half price.
Why?
The next day,
why would you?
Oh,
because it's all new.
The V6 is coming out.
Oh, because that's not a Nishtan Hashar. It's not something new. Nishtan Hashar has to be something new. It's got a number of variables. Let me just finish the Ramah and we'll get back to another application. Is anyone promised to give a Matanam Wedis to somebody? Allah Nasnullah, and he didn't give it to him. There's a second sheet that Dafilu betray Tari, even through the fluctuation in the market price, also Lagza. You're now allowed to be Choyza. Because of all Yeshua Mishum Mechusre Amona, the Chain Nere Echo. The Ramah passes the Chumrah that even when you have Trey Tari, that's not an excuse, and you have to go through the deal, that's not a way to back out. And not only that, not only to Ramah, the Smah, the Mechabah Smash like that before, the Smah early on, it's if caught in your days, points out that the famous Mechabah doesn't give you this Eitzah, seems that the Mechabah passed the Tosh, and that even by Treytari, you will have Mechus Amona. So you have a Mechabah and Ramah who say that even by Treytari, there's Mechus Amona. The Shach is the savior. It's like the Shach and Sivkot and Hev, Ubach and Stabek with Eladina. The Bach who's Mesopek. I'm not so convinced about this halacha. The Yisham is mufurish that by Trey Tari there's no dinam because I'm on. Since you have Yishami, even though you have a Ramah and a lot of Yishayim, like the Shach, I'm not convinced it's a suffix. So now already the Shach brought it down to a suffix. You have a Mechab and Allah, they can Trey Tari this because I'm on. A Bach and Shach say it's a suffix. Going on the later generations, you have a Chassam Soifa and other Akrenim, the Orkha Jokan, who say that by, and it's a minig already, that by Trey Tari there's no because I'm on. I assume when Chris Pitum is not so convinced about that, he holds that there is because I'm on a good, but you have a Chassam Soif and Orkashukan and another Akhlein who holds that by Tetari there is a Heta. But the Orkashukan says that even though there's no Chassam Soif, still there's a Midas Chassidus even by Tetari to go through with the deal. So yes, it might not be Mikadin like the Sheet is, but you'll still have a Midas Chassidus. Now what's considered a traitor? Let's go for a number of examples. I'm selling a house. I give it my, okay, yes, I'm willing to sell it to you for $310. All of a sudden, I get a phone call from a broker, $315. Is that trade? Or even $320. Let's say it's a nice amount, $10,000 difference. That's I think, a nice amount. That would be considered maybe enough to be considered trade tariff, let's say. So it's a nice amount. A reason for me to back out, right? $1 is not going to do it. We're talking about something significant. $10,000. Sorry?
What was changed? What was the
move? Oh, that's what I'm trying to bring out. 1 second. So all of a sudden, I get an offer $320. So I'm going to try to say, I can back out Trey Tari. I know the Ramad doesn't like Trey Tari, but I'm an Orkashokan man. I like the Orkashokan. I want to be able to back out for $10,000. Sure, I don't like the Orkashokan. I want to back out. nothing doing. That's not considered trade time. Trade time means that the market price fluctuated. Yes, if you tell me that the real estate, when I accepted the offer yesterday, was 310, that was the market price. And today when the broker came through, all of a sudden there was a sudden change in the market price, that's trade time. This guy offered 320 was really here last week too. I just didn't know about it. In fact, he might have even told the broker 320 last week. By the time the broker got to me, was today. That's not trade time. What's the schadish in the market price? It has to be something changed, something new, that we could say that the other party never relied on the guy for that schadish. He's only relying on the guy with all the variables are equal. Here, the variable equal. You knew that if you would sit on it, you might get someone for a higher price. You just want to take the risk, or you wanted to sell quick, whatever the cheshbon was. Whatever your cheshbon is, why you accepted the offer at 310. But that guy who was willing to pay 320 was there all along. Let me bring you a demus raya, Lizer. It's not a good raya, but it's a demus raya. There's an inin of doiva emes belavava, which we discussed last week. Even if you don't say anything, you just think in your mind, I'm going to go through with the deal. Someone offered me 310. I didn't contact the broker to say I accept his deal. But in my mind, I already discussed it. Whatever, in my mind, I already said, oh yeah, I'm willing to take that offer. I didn't even get back to the broker, so I already was masking to accept that. For me to back out, there's an inin called doiva emes belavava, yoi shamayim should not back out. What was the case? The case was Rav Sach. The Gemara mentions it just beremes. If I want to know where the Gemara was, the Gemara, I looked it up, it's in Peiches Amun Aleph, Baba Basra, it's also Makkas, the end of Makkas, Chavdala Amun Aleph. But it's really not in the Gemara. The Gemara just refers to Rav Safra, then Ramus Mavava. The real case of Rav Safra was in the Sheiltas in Vayechi. Vayechi, get it? The real case is Sheiltas in Vayechi, and over there it discusses Rav Safra. Rav Safra's case was, he was davening Shema, someone over to him to buy some goods that he had. He made him an offer. Rav Safra couldn't respond because he was in the middle of Shema. The guy thought, the lakeh thought, oh, Rav Safra is not happy with that offer. He's ignoring me. He made a higher offer. When he finished Shema, he said, you know what, I'm going to take your earlier offer. Because I was really masking to it. Even though I was saying Shema, I was already masking to take your earlier offer. And the only reason why I didn't tell you so is because I was in the middle of Shema. I couldn't be masking. That's doiv emes b'vavei. What's emes b'vavei? Now he got a higher offer. So it should be like nishtana ashar. So you could try to say maybe trade tari is not a heter for doiv emes b'vavei. Nope. That's why I say it's maybe only a demus raya. But seemingly you see that that's not considered trade tari. Trade tari would be is while he's saying Shema, if you had a longer Shema, and in that long Shema, all of a sudden there was a whole, you know, fluctuation in the market price. That's nishtana shah. Nothing happened during those 3 minutes that was nishtana shah. The only thing happened was that the guy was willing, he was gullible or he was desperate, he was willing to pay a higher price, that's all. That's what the only thing happened. That's not nishtana shah, that's not trade tari. But I will tell you what could be trade tari, and that I have a right from Esma in Schir's Poilim, which we learned last year. There's a halacha by Schir's Poilim that if I hire you to do a job, and then I back out, we discussed that before Askal's Mlokah, this Tarum is once it's Askal's Mlokah, once you started the job, I can't back out. Good. But when before I started that I could back out, but you have Tarumis on me, in fact, it's mad at the beginning of Shulam HaGimel, why do you have only Tarumis? Tarumis vices is less than Mechus HaMana. The Chai should be more, it should be Mechus HaMana, it should be a Rasha. How do you let it back out? Why is it only Tarumis? Tarumis is like a Midas Chasidis. Why is it only Tarumis? The Chai should be Mamisha Rasha. How am I allowed to back out? It's Mechus HaMana. So Smad says, the case was talking about, well, let's say the market price for Poyalim were 4. So I promised to pay you 4. All of a sudden, someone knocked on my door. Maybe he's starting a new business, he wants to get into the market, break into the market, whatever it is, he's willing to hire himself out to me for 3. So like the Sma B'chai Gavna, that's like trade tari. And by trade tari, you're allowed to back out. Now again, the Mechaber, no, I don't hold the trade tari, so I don't know, he's not fadini anything on the Mechaber, but he's fadini at least for the tour over there. The tour goes with trade tari. So you have trade tari, like the Sma, that's why you're allowed to back out, and that's why it's no Mechus HaMona. There the vote was, is that the Shar was 4. The fact that you were able to get a pearl for 3, now it could be that pearl was looming in the background all along if I would have known about him. But he's doing something unusual. He's doing something below the shah. It's like as if nishtana shah. He's doing something that I should not entertain. Who in his right mind is going to entertain getting a pearl for 3 when the market price is 4? That's nishtana shah. That's as if it's nishtana shah. That's why that's considered trade tari. I'm allowed to back out. Because you're offering something which was not working with the shahr when I went through with the commitment. When I made the commitment, there was one shahr, and all of a sudden I got an offer from a different shahr. Either the shahr changed, or even if the shahr didn't change, you changed. You're the pilot who are willing to ignore the shahr. So that's like trade tari. But when you put up your house for market at 310, it's exactly 310, it's around 310, it's 320, it's 35, 300, whatever it is. You know that 320 is part of the greater Shire as well. You can't say it's exactly 310. So now that you got an offer for 320, I'm not Mishnah Shire, that guy was here all along, and it could be other people who also be willing to pay 320. You didn't know, you were desperate, or you didn't want to take the risk, you wanted to know you have a commitment so you can now purchase your next home, whatever it was. So you accepted the deal for 310. That's not Mishnah Shire, but getting sold to pay you 320.
So if somebody's going to come and pay 360, then you're going to call it first Mishnah Shire?
Look, you can't be subjective about it. I call a few rays in there dying. But yes, if someone's going to pay something which is totally outrageous or ridiculous, yes, then yes. If you tell me all of a sudden you got a guy who's willing to pay because Punkti wants to live next to his Schwager right here, the next house, and that's why he's willing to pay so much, that's totally ridiculous. Yes, sorry?
What about the contract?
If a contract's already made?
Why was gasoline for the year?
You should know, when you supply gasoline for the year, I gave that motion. I apologize so much. It's not such a great motion. Because when you make those contracts, you're saying ahead that even if the Nishtan Hashar, you want a fixed price. That's why you make those deals. So that's really not such a good motion. But in a regular case, where you're trying to deliver something, I'm selling you a computer, whatever the case is, and Nusan was Nishtan Hashar, yes, that would be a heta of Trey Tari. Sorry? If you were makabel that even if the price changes, you still want this price, so then no, then you won't have a heta Nishtan Hashar. Yeah, but if that's the understanding, when you have contracts on gasoline, that's why you make those contracts. So look,
what about a contract on a house? You won't get any contract on a house. You're not going to deliver the house. You're not going to close for a year.
Yeah, that could be maybe in the Nishtan Hashar. The only thing is that I should point out that Trey Tari, even those who are matir, are only ahead of a Mekos HaAmona. But once you have any payment, like by a contract, typically you got 10% down, whatever it is, that could be a Tchilis Parayin, that's already money, that's Mishapara. Mishapara, there's no head of Trey Tari. The whole letter Trey Tari is only for Mekos HaAmona, so by a contract, it's not going to be applicable.
Yeah, well, what happens if you two people try to buy your house, and they both give a price, and you ask the broker, is this the best price that person will give? And broker says, yes, it's the best, so you take the other one, and then as soon as you do that, then the other broker comes back and says, no, the other person wants it, they want more.
Yeah, that's not Trey Tari. You already committed yourself.
Expected that.
Well, because the broker told you.
So
you'll get another person. There'll be another person in the market who's willing to pay the higher price. It's not written in stone.
The mice said yes at 310 knows that somebody comes tomorrow at 320 unless he has some kind of a bind or some kind of commitment. He knows that mice said, he's running to try to close the deal because he knows somebody will come to you tomorrow for 320. Why would you say no?
If you're telling me that the minig is to the point that we don't have trust in each other anymore and we don't believe each other because we feel that everyone is a mechus amana, so that's how I started off the shir. But tzalach chokma, yes, that if you're going to have someone who you know is a mechus amana, that he has that's his hanhaga, he has a reputation to be always a mechus amana, so then yes, he's allowed to back out because it won't be a mechus amana because you never had trust in him in the first place. So his reputation precedes him. If you tell me that unfortunately we all are mechus amana, I hear. Then you might have I have a tendency not to want to accept that. But if you tell me that, I believe, I know many stories. A person gives his word, selling a house, he gets a better offer, he still sells his house. That's how it is. You gave yourself a commitment. Yes, people are running because they want to lock him in to elevate it from a Mukhas Aman to Mishapara, and then they want to lock it in to be even a full Kenyan of other their stages. But to tell me that, it's as if, no, I don't have a deal and I understand that you're going to, it's as if your word is cheap, your word is nothing, and I understand that tomorrow you're going to back out on me, then you could back out even if you don't get a greater price. Damn, you didn't say anything to me. It's as if we never spoke. Yeah, if that's what you're telling me, I hear, but I have a problem accepting that.
What usually happens is the person says, until you give me a binder, I'm not accepting. I will.
No, if he says that, lahed, you're great. We have no problem with that. If a guy is a landlord, he said, look, you want to take the apartment for March, I have no problem. But until I see, the first month's rent and the security, I don't see you, then I'm a chanami, so no problem. If you tell me that's the minig like that, okay. But in absence of a minig, if I commit myself, I'm renting the house or the apartment by March, I got to go through with the deal. Sorry?
Good reasons.
Okay, so let me give you another case, a Chuvah Ksam Sofer, another case, and we tried to develop it. There's not that many Chuvahs on it, but the Ksam Sofer's case, maybe I'm adapting the case for a good reason, but whatever it is, let's say a person wanted to buy something. He was interested in buying, I don't know, let's say even a house in this neighborhood. Okay, because he wanted to live near his parents. Okay? And Loyaleinu, in that Tzekufa, all of a sudden his parents were nifted. So now he has no point in living in this neighborhood. Or his case, Chaim Seifert's case, was you needed desperately, you needed a certain item. You needed a car. So you went and you decided to tell someone, okay, I would like to buy your car. You didn't give any money, so no mishabar. It's only because of money, I want to buy your car. And then his parents, that was the case, his father was nifta, and now he yarshin the car. Now he doesn't need two cars, he already got a car. Yes, that's the Chaim Seifert says, it's like treitari, because I didn't expect, the seller didn't expect that you're going to go through with the deal to buy a second car. You were desperate because your car broke down, you have no car, you wanted this car. Now that you're yashing the car, why do you need two cars? Well, that I understand, that's considered a dove agado, a significant change. It was nishtana, it was a ischachis that the person's father was nifta. So yes, in that case, that will be nishtana ashak. Because, you know, you have to be madama Muslim mostly. You should try not to have it subjectively because everyone says, oh, everything's a nishtan ashar. But one thing is for sure, it has to be a hischachis to be considered a nishtan ashar. Something that, you know, you change your mind, that's not a nishtan ashar. It has to be a dovash and a hischachis that you couldn't have gotten otherwise.
Okay, well, ma'am, let's take an example. Let's say selling in a certain store, selling for, let's say, $10. Let's say Walmart had the sale, selling for $5.
And Walmart had the sale all along.
No, Walmart
was
selling
that. It came out. It was a nishtan. I hear. So maybe that would be nishtan ashar. Like this mask case, you got a pal who's willing to take less.
What is that? You know what I mean? Like,
that might be nishtan ashar.
What point is nishtan ashar?
Because if the going price is $10 and all of a sudden I can get it for $5, it's like that pal who's desperate, who's willing to give me a better deal. So that would be like nishtan ashar. It means you weren't relying me on such a case.
What's down for a nickel? What's
no, I don't think a nickel's not going to do it. I said it has to be.
$5 value.
I know half price from 10 to 5. I think that's a lot.
So why?
I think so. One second.
What about an industry where nishtan ashar is very common, like commodities trading, currencies, things like that, where everyone expects these.
So that could be, like I said, when you have these gas contracts, the commitment included even in nishtan ashar. But let's say in such a thing it would be like, you know, Hunt came and he killed the silver market, whatever. I don't know. If we make it to an extreme beyond the norm, maybe we can argue that's nishtan ashar. But whatever is considered the norm, you should expect it.
Why isn't the Ramos saying that a bunch of ashar nishtar, it's the biggest
chachas? It has to be like something big. Yeah, it's not just mean a fluctuated one penny. That's not nishtan ashar.
I understand, but I'm saying. But in the Ramot, the Lashon in the Ramot from Hashar to Treshar is a little bit.
Why Treshar? It has to be two separate market prices. It has to be different. Off on a penny is not considered Treshari.
I'm getting at the Musik. It's not an Indian of Shar, one Shar to the other Shar. It's a din of a significant change. No, the Ramot is obvious. If there's a significant change, you're off the hook.
That's what he's saying. That is the Moshul Treshari. That was the Moshul of the Gemara and the Rishonim, the Yerusha. Look, trade time is the most common application of such a thing. You want to say that something that was as conscious, I relied on you for these terms. I didn't rely on you on new terms. All right, let me just fair us. I see we're late. It's already 10 o'clock. But let me just fair us with a vote. We started off the siman explaining why is Mishapar so severe? Why is there a kolala? So we explain, I mean, we find a lot of things you don't get to call. That's we said the hallmark of a yid is to keep his word. Sheyus Yisrael Yasahavlo. The Mechaber says, you back out of your word. It's Eino Isa Maisa Amka. It's true. I just want to say another hoysafa, or maybe a new perspective to appreciate these halachas. There's a concept the Medrash says many times. The Medrash says that if yesh din lamata, ein din lamala. If there's a bezin in town, if there's a bezin, if dayanim, or whatever it is, you have rabbanim to go to, you have a sechsech with your chava, you could settle it al pi Torah with down here, betachtoin, then the Ibn Hashem says, you know what, Baruch Hashem, that's taken care of, then the Mishpat is taken care of downstairs, I'll be preoccupied myself, kivayochol, with chesed and other things. Ein din lamata, then yesh din lamala. If there's ein din lamata, then the Ibn Hashem is going to step in, and then then there's trouble, because the Ibn Hashem doesn't, you know, mince anything, then he'll really do Mishpat and din, and that's kafela. As the Medrash says many, many times, it says by the Dora Mabel, the Medrash says it many times. That's the same concept here. In fact, the Miri says that the reason why we say we give him the kolah contrary to Dora Mabel is because the Dora Mabel was just like that. The Chazal Dashin, that the Dora Mabel used to steal Pachas Mishavar Bruto, and Bezin's not Niskok in the Pachas Mishavar Bruto. So they knew they were above the law. It wasn't actionable in the Bezin. So therefore, and that's why we curse a Misha Par Mianche Dora Mabel. What was the Chet? The Chet of Geza was for something that was in Din Lamata. Who you from a knee, she ain't no ime bidiburai, she choiza from what he said. He kaiser from his commitment, that's what we're doing. We're invoking this midas hadin. We're invoking on him. You're doing something that's not actionable bezin. Your word, we can't, you go to a bezin, yes, it's a klala, but bezin can't force you to go through with the deal. It's mukus amana. But you should know, when you can force an bezin, that's much worse. That's yishtin lamal. That's more gefalik. And you should know, everything, the Dhamma time, they were above the law. Either they did it collectively as a group, the whole thing v'amayra had these, you know, laws that, you know, they didn't have accountability to anybody. There was no Hague court or whatever it was. So you have Mitzrayim, that they're above the law. When someone is above the law, he's above the law lamata, but he's under the law lamayla, and that's going to be much worse. And that's why he gets such a severe klala. That's just a theory. I would like to thank the Ilum. This Baruch Hashem, we're finishing now our third topic. It's an accomplishment within itself.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.